What do you think this award means to Trey?
Well, it means a tremendous amount to, number one, our school, our community, our players, our program, and obviously most importantly to our coaching staff and then Trey himself. It's quite an accolade to be able to be nominated by somebody to get an award, but it's even more when you're nominated by the coaches and the players in the area to recognize Trey. Trey's an amazing story when it comes to high school basketball. He didn't really play organized basketball in any programs until he came to Oak Grove until his freshman year. And, you know, from where he started playing to where he ended up is really just a testament to the amount of time and effort and the amount of just practice he put in on his game and honestly how much he bought into the system that we ran. And Trey became a tireless worker on the game on his own and in practice, and he put a lot of time on it outside of it. And it's just quite kind of almost amazing that he transported himself into being the player he was. I give a lot of credit to his teammates, and he would as well, giving him the basketball night in and night out and putting him in a position to finish shots or get rebounds. But for him to be able to produce, I mean, for a big man, he's one of the kids that I don't think I've ever had a kid have a softer touch and then be a better finisher around the rim than Trey. And to be able to put the numbers up and to be able to grab the rebounds he had in his 2 years gave us a chance to be successful, and that's why he earned this this award.
What will be missed most about Trey?
Well, I think the legacy lays behind it kind of goes beyond the game. I mean, you know, basketball is a small part of what Trey is all about. I mean, Trey is a big part. He's really turned into just an amazing young man and his ability to, you know, use basketball to catapult what he's about. You know, his legacy on the court is what it is. You know, he's ended up becoming an all-district player in Class 4A, an all-conference player at the first team, KMZU, second team last year. He's eligible for All-State, and he led our team to 20 victories this year. It was the first time it's been done since the 90s here at Oak Grove. But what he's also left here is what he's about. First of all, he's a great student, you know, with a 4.0 cumulative GPA, one of our class presidents, our student council. He's involved in a lot of different things besides just basketball, speech and debate, choir. He's in our play. He's just involved in a lot of things. And it's kind of what we emulate here at Oak Grove as far as what do we want our student athletes to be about. What legacy leaves is one that younger kids will follow. And, you know, Trey did the right things on and off the court. He's a good, he's a great kid. He doesn't, you know, he just is exactly what kids should want to be. And he doesn't have any regrets. You know, he looked back, he participated in a lot of activities here, but he made basketball a staple, and he doesn't have any regrets, and hopefully kids will learn from what he's been able to accomplish and motivate themselves to do just as much as he did.